You're listening to the UTalk Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Champ and Dens.
What is up, UTalk Hockey Nation? Dropping another episode for you today is your favorite host,
Dens and Champ.
Woohoo! Maybe if we could see our audience, maybe there should be a vote. No, there shouldn't be a vote.
Just go check us out on YouTube. You can see exactly how we're acting, what we're doing. I'm giving you guys the little pistols. Pew, pew. Are we the outlaws? I don't know. We'll talk about names later.
Yep, you're going to have to excuse my nasally voice today. Trying to get over these
allergies.
Welcome
to the UTalk Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Dens.
Jeez, I hope it doesn't sound that bad, but I'm sure it does. You got the voiceover artist sitting next to me.
It doesn't sound that bad. Oh, man.
Anyway, UTalk Allergies. Hey, maybe that's the team name.
UTalk Allergies.
Jeez. All right. Well,
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. In this episode today, we're going to go over some of our normal segments, but let's dive into Off the Post, our opening segment. What is news that has been happening?
Diving right in. Let's go. Off the Post. Bing.
Cha-ching.
Nice. We're just going to keep building that intro
right
off.
When we keep doing it, now it's post. Like money. Money gets added to it. It's not a money shot. You missed.
You missed. You hit off the post. Have you ever hit a puck off the post?
So
it rarely goes in unless you're good, right?
Dude, congrats on the win on Tuesday.
Thank you. Dens couldn't make it to our game.
Sick, yeah.
Our season started right after winning the Rookie League Winter Cup.
Yeah,
Provo,
no rest
Utah.
Whatsoever.
And I love it. That's what I wanted. A lot of the team was like, oh, well, we should rest. And I'm like, no, we should not rest.
We
should play.
We play 10 games a season. We don't need rest.
Think about all the NHL players and how many games they play.
Yeah, we have, what, 30 in a year?
Yeah.
Between all three seasons?
That's nothing. Buck up, Ducks. Come on.
Hey, have you tried Bucked Up? Did you go to,
oh,
you
yeah,
said you were
dude.
Going to go to the
store? Oh, hey.
Utah.
This is free publicity for you, Bucked Up, okay? Bucked Up energy drinks. If you see a certain billboard while you're driving northbound I-15, might even be southbound, not sure, but you go University Parkway, Orem, they have a little retail store in their little store right there across Kitty Corner from Walmart. You can get a free energy drink. Go get a Bucked Up. Completely free. Check it out. I tried it. It worked. So... Bucked Up, you're welcome. If you'd like to sponsor our podcast, give us a call, all right? You can actually email us at UTalkHockey. Do we have the new one?
Oh.
The new email.
Yeah.
What's the new email?
VIP@UTalkHockey.com.
VIP@UTalkHockey.com. Sponsorships, events. We're going to look to get media passes soon. It's happening, y'all. UTalk Hockey is here to stay. And whether you're on Reddit and chirping at us,
hey,
forget
we'll
it, man.
Get to that.
We'll get to that.
Save your segment.
I'm sorry.
I'm
just a little bit salty after reading that Reddit thread.
We'll let them know what it was.
Oh, we'll let them know.
Alrighty. Well, in the last week, a couple things have happened. Tuesday was a big day.
City Council.
Two major things happened. But let's start with the City Council. Salt Lake City Council meets. They talked about a lot of things. It was like 2.5 hours. I had to scrub through it, and I was like, boring, not relevant.
Wait, you didn't go to the city council meeting in Salt Lake City
attend.
On May 7th?
You know, if I'm going to use a media pass or something, it would not be
It's not going to be the city council.
I don't need a media pass for that one.
Oh, yeah, it's public. Oh, yeah, I invited you all last episode.
Oh, yeah. If you're interested. Yeah.
If you're interested, you can go to the city council.
So let's talk about some of the things. So obviously SEG representatives were there, talked about this is ongoing, the development of the entertainment district.
We in the entertainment district.
Yeah,
that's a ludicrous song. Well, it's actually the red light district. Anyway, keep going.
So some pretty cool things that were talked about. What I'm loving about the development of this is not only all of the people involved, but the development of the entertainment district isn't just some billionaire who's trying to get a bunch of taxpayers to pay for it. Ryan Smith's about to fork out a lot of extra money to make this happen beyond what we've talked about taxes. We're not going to get into that this episode. We've already covered it. But there's a lot of entertainment in the downtown area that is very disconnected. If you've been to Salt Lake, you know. You have the Salt Palace, which is very siloed. You have a Bravo Hall, which is very siloed. You have the Delta Center, which is very siloed. Nothing feels connected. And there's a lot of stuff missing as far as the in-between of the Gateway Mall and the City Creek Mall.
Yeah, good luck crossing a street without potentially getting hit.
Yeah. So,
if you've been downtown, you know.
Yeah. Gotta watch out for the tracks.
Gotta look out for it.
They don't know how to stop.
To your point, though, I loved what the Smith Entertainment Group actually like began the city council meeting with, that it is about sports. It's about entertainment. It's about culture, and it's about convention. It's not just about a new arena. It's more than that. And the rep, Mike Mann, principal lead for SEG, mentioned that. He said, it's more. There's a mission here, and that's our mission. We want to make downtown Salt Lake a place where people actually want to come, right? Want to go, experience, enjoy, have fun, and experience something. And man, if there's any one person that understands experience.
The experience guru.
It's Ryan freaking Smith. Am I right or am I right?
You were 100% right.
Yes or yes? Yes.
Yes or yes. Yeah. And, you know, so this is interesting. So there's a couple of things. People are a little nervous about the redevelopment of the area.
Mm-hmm.
A Bravo Hall, almost like a historic building.
Yes.
Right? In major need of renovation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been?
I've never actually been to a Bravo Hall, but I've heard great things. I've tried to win tickets to an opera show once. Didn't win. But I'd always love to go to the opera.
Yeah. So, I mean, but like there's neglect there, maintenance and stuff. And so there are some people that are concerned, like, you can't, like, tear it down and rebuild, and, you know, the Abravanel Hall.
Can't change history.
But, you know, I think the flow. So here's something to clarify. No plans, like nothing visual has been given to the public yet. I'm dying to see it. Because it would be super cool to see.
There have been some mock-ups, though, haven't there? Mock-ups.
Not of this.
Not okay.
Yeah, not of this
scale.
Arrangement.
Scale.
And what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because before that, you know, it was the Delta Center wasn't going to be remodeled. Anyways. But with all of this happening, it's to increase the flow. So for those of you who've been in downtown Salt Lake City, think of from City Creek, you know, the very edge of City Creek Mall. You have Nordstrom, right? Mm-hmm. That's like the very end. And then you have the street, and then you have the Salt Palace. And then, like, it's choppy from there all the way over to Gateway, which is on the other side of the Delta Center. I can only imagine connecting with something called the Entertainment District, or I don't know if that's going to be the official name, but just how much capacity. I think of the word capacity to blend those experiences. Mm. Because often, there are some things at the Gateway versus City Creek. City Creek's a nice mall. I might go to the Cheesecake Factory on the north side. You got Capital Grille, Steakhouse, like all of that. But if I could go walk that whole, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 blocks and have it just flow, imagine the amount of success of businesses, restaurants, whatever it is. It would just feel incredibly connected, which is very much a nightmare right now to experience entertainment in downtown Salt Lake.
Yeah. I want to read the quote from Mr. Mann.
Let's do it.
Listen to this. If some person came and waved a magic wand, this is legit, by the way, this is his quote, magic wand and built the very best state-of-the-art perfect arena for hockey and basketball on the site where the Delta Center is right now and nothing else in downtown changed, we would not do it.
Yeah.
Folks, this is an effort to make SLC the place to be. Utah, you want a better place. Salt Lake's the place.
This is the place.
Yes.
Make sure we can hold on to that statement.
That's right.
And have it flow. Obviously, there's been huge investments in downtown Salt Lake City over the years, but this is, as far as entertainment goes, huge need. And again, between all the tax increase and whatever, there's billions of dollars being invested into it by private and public. And I think it's going to be an incredibly fun place to go have an experience with. And that's what the White Knight is wanting to make sure is developed. So yeah, it was a good council meeting. I listened to a portion of it. It seemed like people were intrigued, and I was intrigued. Again, I was like, I want to see like a PowerPoint slide. I want to see,
well, not a PowerPoint. Come on. Like, you know, I want to see an image renditions, yes, right?
3D rendition. There you go. I want to see it. It's going to come.
It'll come.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got to talk about what also happened. Same similar time as the city council.
Yeah.
Right?
At the same time, the lottery.
Was anybody sitting at work and said, oh sorry, I got to take a 30-minute break? I did. This guy's my boss, and I'm over here telling him, "Oh yeah, I'm working."
I sent some chirps in his way.
Just kidding. We both watched it at the same time though, yeah. Just in our own homes. And guess what? Utah stayed at 6, just as it was projected.
But that's okay. We'll get into what 6 means later on in the edition with Dennis.
What it could mean.
What it could mean. Yeah.
For the NHL and Utah team. But yes, pick number 6, the NHL draft is happening June 28th and 9th in Vegas at the Sphere. Have you seen the graphic?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, that building's insane.
Yeah.
But it has a graphic of literally a giant puck flying at the screen, and it's all ice, and then it says NHL draft 2024. I mean, come on.
It was pretty
Vegas.
Cool. YouTube it. You'll see.
No one can beat Vegas when it comes to experience.
Yeah.
That is truth. But pick number 6. I like it. I'm sad that it wasn't rigged for Utah. But, you know, we'll take number 6 and 12 Sharks, picks after that.
That's true. We have 13 picks.
13 picks.
So that's going to be amazing. And, you know, the Sharks need some help.
Sharks need some help.
So...
we got some friends who are Sharks fans.
Yeah, we can't, you know.
Can't bash on the Sharks, but we don't have to cheer for them.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely not. Victor.
Yeah. Victor's on our hockey team as well. It's a good time. But anyway, pick number 6.
Yep. We'll get into that later. So the next thing that's happened over this last week, we've been talking about this name of this unknown team so far.
Well, it's known but as Utah.
Team. Well, the votes have officially opened. And there's quite a bit of mixed feelings about
this
vote.
Mixed feelings. There is excitement. There is some people just pissed off. That it's being voted upon. Some people say, well, why wasn't this name on it? Why wasn't this name on it? What are your thoughts on that? I'm curious, before we even get into the names.
Well, so I was actually watching an ESPN, I think it was ESPN, an NHL, it was on the NHL website, whatever. I was watching a clip, and they were talking about this, and they were just like, this is really fun, it's going to vote. And they immediately lost credibility in my sight when two of the three people on the show were like, I like Utah HC. And I was like, yeah, you've already lost clout with me. Just kidding.
But HC is okay.
It's okay. And actually, some of their argument in the class of Utah HC, anyways, you can make up anything at that point. Your logo could be anything. I just lost the name of it. Anyways.
Mascot?
Yes, mascot. It's been a long day, folks.
It's been a long day.
The mascot can be anything. Anyways. So you still could have some of the other names on the list as the mascot still be with it being Utah HC. Anyways, but they actually brought up some things and they talked about the vote. And they said, this whole idea of voting just opens up the can of worms of people just having an opinion, which is true. And he's like, right now you think of like the Seattle Kraken. Dude. The brand behind the Kraken, I actually really love.
Hmm.
Super cool, mythical creature of the Kraken. But I admit, if I had seen that as like an option, out a list of names, I'm like, the Kraken? I don't know if I would have. Anyways, so the opinion was like, it might have made people just either go one of two ways, maybe even in the middle, but one of two ways that like people were just like, that sounds stupid. It gives the option for people to say, that's absolutely stupid. It shouldn't be that. But I like it. One of my favorites is on the list. But before we dive into that, let's hear from one of our fans that at the event of the Delta Center welcoming the NHL team to Utah. Champ here ran into one of our fans, and he's contributing to the show tonight.
Hey guys, love the podcast. Thanks for inviting me to be part of this. I have a very strong opinion on what the name should be. I have been playing hockey and watching it for close to 30 years now. I grew up going to Golden Eagles games, and then when the Grizzlies came here, I loved following the Grizzlies as well. I played hockey on ponds, got my friends into it. I remember driving all the way from Ogden down to Bountiful because there wasn't any ice rinks in Ogden. We had to do it late at night. So when I give my opinion about the hockey team name, I just want you to know that it does come with some weight. I have been a diehard Penguins fan since the early 90s, watching Lemieux, Jágr, and of course, Joey Mullen. I think that the name of the new team should be the Utah Golden Eagles. It should pay homage to the team that was here way before the Jazz were. That name carries a lot of weight. And if we do name it the Golden Eagles or Screaming Eagles in some way referencing the team from the past, it would heal a lot of bad blood that Larry Miller left when he sold the Golden Eagles because he built the Delta Center. I don't know if you guys remember, but when he built the Delta Center, he built it specifically for basketball, and then he wondered why attendance went down with the Golden Eagles and then sold them to become the Detroit Vipers. So the Golden Eagles has my vote. I know that on the list that they released yesterday, it wasn't even on it, unfortunately. It seems like a lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon and don't have any sort of historical knowledge about the team that was here. Can you imagine? Just think about this for a second. If they did name them the Utah Golden Eagles, if they invited Theo Fleury, Joey Mullen, and some of the old ones back for the first game. Thanks, guys.
If you know the history, we've been hearing it more and more. There are people in Utah that state that Larry Miller ruined the chance for hockey in the state of Utah when he built the Delta Center. And it seems like there are a lot of fans that are still upset about that, especially the ones that have been following or doing hockey for a long time, like Jake and Adam. Remember Adam? Several fans think it should be the Golden Eagles. Now, the Golden Eagles wasn't even on that list.
Unfortunately, no. And, you know, to Jake's reasoning, why should the Golden Eagles have been on that list?
Right. So his reasoning is the fact that it has such a history that it should be brought back as homage to that team that was basically sold or kicked out of Utah because of the move for the Delta Center, right? And so, Jake, I really appreciated your thought and your idea. The problem, though, that we're running into and we're seeing on social is that there's several names that people wanted that aren't on there.
Yeah.
I think, again, I've said this probably in the first or second episode when we were talking names, Ryan Smith and the SEG, I bet they already have a name. They've had a name. They're just giving the fans the chance to speak and share their thoughts so that anybody who actually chose the one that they already had will feel validated. Maybe that's not true. That's Champ's take, not anybody else's. But what do you think?
Well, I kind of would have thought it would have been cool you know, when you're on LinkedIn or something and you vote and then you can see percentages in live votes, keep it transparent, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It would have been cool if you voted and then you got to see kind of what was trending. But that's behind the closed doors of Qualtrics. So in general, I think what is on the survey, I think it's going to be one of those team names. And you know what? I'm going to take the approach that we're going to rally together. We're going to do this whole bracket thing. Ryan Smith talked about doing the bracket. And we might as well use our influence on this show to 100%. lean people towards maybe our favorite of the... There were some good ones that I really liked that didn't make it on the list, but we're going to stick with the list. Moving here on out.
Stick with the list.
It's going to be one of these 20 names. It's probably going to get down to 8 and go off to a bracket.
The final four.
The final four, then the championship, and then the title. Right. Stanley Cup, Utah named
hockey
title.
Name.
Yeah. So with that in mind, I think we're both in agreement that we're going to push.
There's no thought here.
Yeah.
Out of the 20 names, hashtag vote mammoth.
100%.
100%. Why? Why out of every other name does mammoth make the most sense, or does it work, or that it should be it? It can't be Yetis, folks. The Avs have a Yeti for a mascot. It can't be Yeti.
But it's kind of dormant, right? Oh, their latest.
No, it's not.
It's true. They can resurrect it.
He's still out there. Some Avs Yeti.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Can't be Yeti, in my opinion. Can't be Yeti.
Yeah. Too close. And we're neighboring states. It's like, you know, if it was like the East and the West Yetis.
Maybe.
But it's not that. We're in the same conference.
Yeah. So, but mammoths. Going back to mammoths.
Mammoths. So we're going to build a case for mammoths over the next few minutes to help those who have not voted yet. NHLinUtah.com is where you go vote. It's blatantly obvious once you hit the site. It's the main thing you get to do there. NHLinUtah.com. Go vote. And go vote mammoths. So let's build the case. Why mammoths? I liked what you actually sent me in preparation for this.
Heck yeah. I mean, you can state it.
I'll let you.
All right. So, a few things. First of all, there's several metaphors when it comes to a mammoth, right? A mammoth is huge, first of all. You don't want to go up against a mammoth. We mentioned that. But it's so unique. It's so original. You don't see, actually, if you ask ChatGPT, there's only a few indoor football teams that were once the Mammoths.
One indoor football team.
But there is no pro sports team called the Mammoths.
I like the uniqueness of that.
It's so unique. It's original. We talked about it last episode. They have found mammoth bones inside of Utah. There's a tie to Utah. People want it to be part of Utah.
Well, actually, I looked this up. They have a full mammoth bone structure up at University of Utah. Not at the university, but a museum.
Right. We have bones to prove it.
Up in Salt Lake, yeah.
Now, here's a thought. Somebody mentioned, what if you called it the mastodons? Not as great, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. Then I started thinking, okay, why else the mammoths makes the most sense? There's a mammoths emoji, folks. Did you know that? There's no Yeti. There's not a Yeti. How do you do a squall? But it's, you just put a snowflake. That'd be lame.
Or is
do you
it
guys
like
know
the
what a
lizard?
Squall is? It's a
we
sudden,
do now.
It's a sudden burst of wind with rain or snow.
Going sideways. Maybe not necessarily.
The last thing we want to be known as is a sudden burst. And then...
Yeah, we need a consistent presence.
Yes. Like a mammoth.
Like a mammoth.
Right?
Yeah.
A mammoth. I mean, the concepts. The jersey concepts. The helmet concept for the goalie. We've seen so much. Hashtags potential. Yeah. Tusks out. right?
Woolly up.
Woolly up. Someone else said woolly bullies.
Woolly bullies.
Come on.
There you go.
Get on the ice. Throw on the freaking sweater. Let's go. You know?
I like the tusks out.
Tusks out. That was my idea. Coin Champ 2024. What's the date? Thursday the 9th. Tusks out. Let's tusks go. Out. But it just has a level of epicness. It's original. It's unique. Even mammoths are in a herd. Yeah. The fan base is the herd. And then everyone's like, oh, well, what about Colin Cowherd's show, The Herd? Who cares?
Yeah. We're the herd together.
In the Utah Mammoth Arena at the Delta Center.
The herd migrates together.
Yes. Oh, that was the other thing that I mentioned too. Symbol of power, epicness. Let's see. Yes. Strength in numbers.
Yep. A mammoth, Utah shows up.
Utah shows numbers. Up in numbers. Mammoths stick together.
I just thought of the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, thought of the Mighty Ducks. But then I also thought, yes, mammoths are extinct now. Who cares? If you're one of those people who keeps telling me that the mammoth is extinct.
They're not even extinct. It's a mythical creature.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, mammoths is the clear favorite of mine. And to the point of Jake and other fans with names not on that list, I don't think there's a chance for those names.
Yeah, right? I'm not sure at this point now that it's an official.
So voting. With the 20 names, go vote. Cast your vote so you have the chance to be part of this historic naming opportunity for the.
And vote mammoth. If we didn't make that clear. Mammoth. Go vote mammoth.
If you follow us on social, we're clearly voting mammoth. We're sharing that idea because it is literally the most unique and original.
Now, let's clarify. Whatever the populace names comes out to be, 100% support.
We're rooting for you 100%.
But it better be mammoths.
Yeah. A few others I did like. I liked Venom. I thought that was okay. I liked Swarm because you can make a hornet look pretty mad.
Well, yeah. And they called, like, when we're in the Delta Center, that's the Hive.
Yes, yes.
There's now, a few others.
Someone on X did mention that when they hear the word swarm, it felt like a swarm of a virus that's going around. I was like, why would you even say that? Why?
But at the end of the day, it's got to be mammoths.
Yeah.
Let us know if you agree. What's crazy is I felt originally when the name started coming out, like, Yeti was the whole thing, but after it started, like, the amount of people that have said mammoths, Yeti's still one. I voted for Yeti on one of my top four. Are you going to share your top four?
Mine was Venom. Well, okay. Number one, mammoth.
Yeah.
Venom, Swarm, and I really didn't like anything else.
Okay.
I can't do Black Diamonds. It's too long now. Mm. At first, I liked it.
I did do the Black Diamonds as one of my four.
I like it, but I just can't imagine a fan base chanting that long of a name.
Utah Black Diamonds,
right? Yeah. It's like, no. Which is why I thought HC even sounded better because it's so short. Mm. Utah HC. And again, to that point on ESPN, it could be anybody. But I like the identity idea. It has to have an identity, and it has to be our identity, Utah, right?
Yep.
We want to connect with it. We want to be fans of it. Utah Mammoths all the way. Vote Mammoth. Now, it is singular. That's one thing I'm not...
That's the new trending thing.
Well, people are saying...
The wild.
Lightning. You got to put an S on it. That's what a lot of people are arguing. It can't be a mammoth, right? It has to be the mammoths because there's multiple players. Are we all mammoths? I don't know. You decide. It could be mammoth.
Will decide, I guess.
At the end of the day, we're cheering for the NHL and Utah hockey team, no matter what. So go vote. We have the link on our social at Utah Hockey. And remember, if you follow us, Utah Hockey on social, and subscribe to the podcast either on YouTube or on the different channels that you listen to podcasts, it enters you to win two preseason tickets to the Utah hockey team's inaugural preseason. And we're giving those away. We'll announce a winner at the end of our podcast season in the off season. So We're going to allow people to enter and subscribe, and it's going to be an opportunity for people to win. We'll have a post as well that'll share that detail. So yep. Make sure you're following us and subscribe.
Last thing about this voting.
Mm-hmm.
It said in the voting material, so those of you who don't know, that they did confirm that it is going to be next season.
Oh, yes.
So in the outline of explaining how voting would work and
yep.
timing and everything, it will just be Utah. I did have the thought, side tangent real quick. Is this just a revenue plug? Because everyone's going to get the original Utah jersey. And then the very next season, go spend $200 on another jersey because the brand's officially out?
I'm gonna.
Like,
dude, you got to get the first one.
So I was just like,
man.
Now I'm going to be dropping $400 on... Anyways.
Who knows? Maybe Ryan Smith will just be like...
Just give them
free
away.
Free jerseys for everyone. Yeah, that and the $3 billion bill that
right.
he has
yeah.
for the downtown area.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to embrace it, though. But maybe everyone should just be prepared. You got to get the inaugural season stuff. And then it's going to change for 2025, 2026 season. And you have to upgrade at that point
yeah.
for the Mammoth jersey.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
that actually is a great segue into Chirping with Champ. And here's why. Let's get into it.
Chirping with Champ.
Okay, so you just said that we're going to do it for a whole year, right? It's just going to be
yep.
Utah. Well, Paddywhack 73 on X. First of all, Paddywhack, get a new name.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what Paddywhack 73 had to say. The Avalanche came up with a name, had it leaked, received a ton of public criticism, and came up with a new name by August 10th. The inability to name the team for a year is an all-time fumble, not how you rescue a franchise. Salt Lake Soakers, Utah Hockey Yotes. Come on, Paddywhack 73.
That's salty.
That's so salty. And, you know, have you ever branded something, Paddywhack? Give a dog a bone? Branding is not something you just do. There's legal. There are colors. Names, nicknames, legends, like money. It's not just something you choose.
And when you do choose it, you might get a cease and desist though.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience.
Ask us. We're in a business where we rebranded the business and we got a cease and desist because we went too quick. Slow down to speed up. That's my answer to you, Paddywhack.
Keep it salty.
Keeping salty. Okay, next one. I got a guy named Todd, and he said, if they couldn't name a team and put them up in an unobstructed view arena for a few years, maybe they weren't ready to take the Coyotes. Some people's kids, man. I don't know why they think they need to share this stuff on X. X is the place, though. Like I said, if you want to just follow some salty people, you just go to X. But you also can go to Reddit, because guess what? We had somebody chirping, and I chirped right back in a very kind way for someone on Reddit. Someone was asking, hey, what are the new podcasts that are out? Utah Hockey is one of those podcast dens.
Hey, someone mentioned us.
That's
publicity.
Now, Rush Signals was the one that mentioned us, which is cool. He also mentioned Salty Ice Insiders, the guys who used to do the Yotes one, and they changed it.
They're
and they
cool
followed.
Guys.
I like what I hear on that show. So shout out to those guys. Keep it up. They got a pretty good following. But then Narwhal comes in on the Reddit thread and is like, Utah Hockey ... Yikes. Immediately I said, come on, don't hate. We're just looking to bring Utah hockey news to Utah hockey fans. And then I shared that they can subscribe and follow us to see the next episode so they could know that Rush Signals 7615 and Narwhal, who is a San Jose Shark fan, by the way, that they were going to be shout out during Chirping with Champ. So there it is, boys. Thanks for listening. I hope you're watching. Stay salty. Okay, I got a couple more. There is a fan on Instagram that said the following, and this just grinds my gears. I'm telling you.
I'm ready. I want to.
It's about the Utes and BYU and Ryan's affiliation to BYU.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. His name is Utes on his Instagram account. His or her. Could be a girl. I don't know.
They.
Thank you. That's the appropriate way to say it. They. 305 Ute. That's the handle. Go follow if you want to follow this salty person. Says this, I think now is a good time to say that Ute fans should not support the new NHL team. Before I continue, what?
What does that have to do with? No.
Okay, I'll keep reading. Already, you're just like, who is this clown? And how big of a red nose is this guy or girl got they? Jeez, okay. And then they say this, all money goes to Ryan at Qualtrics, which then go on to BYU Athletics, which leads to him poaching our coaches. Ryan at Qualtrics is running a dirty scheme against Ute fans, and he knows it.
Yes, hashtag I love it.
Hashtag boycott.
Heck yes.
If you know, you know, right? BYU and how it's funded.
Yeah.
Interesting thought. I mean, it's not a completely delusional post.
It's got some realness to it.
It's got some realness to it. However, it's super salty. And the way he started at the beginning, Ute fans should not support the new NHL team. Come on.
Let's unite.
Unite.
Around the Utah Mammoths.
Or whatever the team name is.
So here's the thing with that. Someone posted it should be called the Yetis to help bridge. I don't know if you saw this, but the Utah Yetis. So that's a U for Utah and a Y for Yetis, BYU. The blending of these two rivalries coming together. And I was like,
yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah. I don't like the Yetis still, but
it can't be. Sorry. It can be.
Can't.
Sorry. Av's got it.
Av. Anyways.
Final one. And it actually kind of ties into the idea that Ryan Smith goes to BYU or is a fan of BYU and is a member of a certain
loyal
organization.
Alumni. Yep.
Anyway. Yotes Trade Central. I've been following this person on X. They got some great insights about Coyotes moving and then Utah hockey. So go follow them. Really great insights. And I loved what he said. So this isn't a chirp. This is a shout out for the love that we got from Yotes Trade Central. They say, I get losing the team to Utah sucks. But man, stop attacking Utah and Mormon folk. It's very ugly behavior and not how I know Coyotes fans to be. The only person who deserves your anger for losing this team is Morello. Yes. Not the Utah fans getting our team because of his blunders.
Yeah.
Yotes Trade Central, I tip my hat to you, sir.
Backwards.
Or madam. Thank you so much for the shout out. At the end of the day, we are excited to have hockey in Utah. And yes, Yotes fans, we feel for you because we haven't had a team. And when you have a team, you love it. You're excited about it. You want it.
Well, there's even some bitterness still holding on when we lost the Golden Eagles.
And yes, right?
That wasn't a pro team, but...
And so, Yotes fans.
We hear you.
We feel for you. You can keep cheering for Utah hockey because you know it's your guys, right? And the fact that Morello's probably not going to get that team back anytime soon.
Yeah, we'll see.
Time will tell, but we'd love to have you as part of our fan base. And we can cheer together.
We share a border, guys.
We do. Lake Powell. Oh, love Lake Powell. If there's one thing that Utah and Arizona can agree on, it's Lake Powell. Am I right?
Heck yes.
Ah, beautiful. The water is glass. Okay. That's Chirping with Champ. We got to get into... We're actually going to make Dishing with Dens the final segment.
We are. Let's get into it.
Whoop, whoop.
Dishing with Dens.
Alrighty, so like we said earlier, we would have more to talk about this sixth overall pick. That's what we're going to talk about. In this segment, Dishing with Dens, we're going to dive into players. So I thought it'd be kind of cool to say, what could a player potential future highlight be? Could we document? Could we get it right? Right here, right
oh,
now.
Oh, you want us to guess.
Who's it going to be? Who's going to be the first drafted NHL player to throw on a Utah? I don't know if they actually throw on a Utah hat. Do they do it like the NFL? Throw on the hat?
They get whatever the jersey and the things. It's a thing.
Yeah. I'm a little bitter that we don't have as epic of a draft as the NFL. But
well,
we also don't have the $1 trillion revenues that they
have. Yeah, you know, but at the end of the day, it's guys getting a shot.
Yeah.
It's guys getting a shot.
So let's talk about this sixth pick. We got some names that are currently ranked and who we are thinking. So to kind of set the stage, sounds like we could really use a defenseman.
That is what most analysts are predicting will be the first pick at number six for Utah. But that doesn't always mean that it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, we could go pick someone 20 names down and shock everyone.
Sonny. Watch draft day. It's a good one.
Yeah.
But I don't think they would do that.
No.
Obviously,
they got
going,
13 picks. They got plenty of pickings.
They got plenty of pickings.
I don't think they'll use them all, but.
And I do agree. I think there is the best chance for Utah to pick a defenseman. Now, because they're number six, the top defenseman in the draft coming up is, I'm going to butcher the name. I'll let you say it.
Oh, man. It is Artyom
Levshinov.
Yeah.
Levshinov.
But he's pick number two. The chances of getting him, crazy slim.
Projected at number two.
Yes.
Projected at
Sorry.
Number two.
Projected. That's where he's currently ranked.
Right. So if that defenseman standing at 6'2", 208, is taken off the board, assuming that he is, that then brings us to a few other defensemen, particularly Zev Buyam, Zane Parekh, and Sam Dickinson. Out of all those guys, who are you feeling right now?
I haven't done a deep amount of research on all of them, but I'm leaning towards the likelihood and a little bit of likelihood and a little bit of hope.
Sure.
Because he's currently at the projected ranking of four, but Zeev. I think Zeev would be an incredible player. He's had an incredible amount of points. He currently plays for the University of Denver. Currently, I guess season's over. But he's entering the draft, and he's currently slotted at the fourth ranking, not too far off from the likelihood of potentially being sixth. I think it'd be a great position for Bill Armstrong to choose him. And, I mean, I've watched some of his plays, and the kid's got some. He's 18 years old. He's 6 foot, buck 83.
He can move.
He can move.
He's
move and score.
Yeah, he looks
and assist.
He looks like he has a high hockey IQ. He's got well-rounded skills, and even though he's a defenseman, he plays very offensive.
Yeah,
right. Like you see him at the blue line, literally just flying.
It's like Champ here.
Yeah, maybe. You know. I'm sure Zev and I are on the same level.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. But, yes, he seems like he's very mobile. Like, he was flying on the ice, it looked like. So
I mean,
a defense,
every NHL player, to me, looks like they can fly on the ice.
Yes.
Compared to my skill set. I won't talk about yours, but my skill set.
Sure.
Anyways.
So, yes. But let's say that Zev gets taken before pick number six. Do you go Sam Dickinson?
I would go with Sam, and that's not because he shares name with you.
Well, yeah.
you tend to lean towards those
connections. Clayton Keller, without, Sam Dickinson.
I mean, Clayton Keller is a good thing to be tied to.
Yeah.
So, anyways. But I think Sam makes an incredible defensive. He's got a little bit more height. He's 6'2", 200 pounds. Great build as a defensive man. Definitely need it to get in the way, block those lanes.
He's been labeled as a minute muncher. So, munch the minutes.
Explain that.
Just taking the time, you know?
Yeah.
He can fill the clock when it's necessary. And so I think Sam's a great pick. And actually, if you look at the NHL rankings about Sam, he had a midterm rank before the final ranking. Midterm meaning at some point, analysts for NHL at least said that Sam was projected at 7, and he stays at 7. But then you look at Zane, the other guy we're talking about, he was initially ranked at 10.
Now he's at
5. Now he's at 5
because
of the way that he closed out the season. And so,
but Sam would show that consistency.
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly. And so to your point, Sam is a little bit bigger frame. Does the Utah hockey team need that? Do they need someone with a bigger frame, or do they want a guy that can kind of move around, really have that offensive presence?
Like Zeev.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been some people, at least from what I've read, that if you go with Zane, there are some things, some aspects of his game that need to be tweaked a little bit, which is actually why his midterm rank was a little different. So it is an interesting thought that there is some room for improvement. Any of these guys are going to need to improve, right?
They're rookies. Just like us.
Yes.
Completely the same.
But when you think about the size of Zeev, the size of Zane, they're 180, 183, both 6 foot. But then you go to Sam Dickinson at 6'2", 200 pounds.
Yeah,
the movement's a little bit lower, but
do we need a fighter?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. Do we need a fighter? That's a great question.
If you're newer to the sport, it baffles some of the newcomers to the sport that refs just stand around and let people. We won't get into that. That's why I love hockey.
Yeah. So
drop those gloves, throw some punches, get the testosterone just roaring in the arena. Some moments, it's great. But
it's gonna be epic.
Those are some of the prospective NHL draft players. And we're looking forward to it. June 28th. Now, I have a question for our audience. We are thinking of hosting an NHL draft party.
Would you go?
Would you come? The draft party.
We would project the draft in a park, and we'd just watch the draft together as hockey fans in Utah. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, we can even do a couple other things, you know.
Lawn games.
Lawn games. Bring out the sticks. Invent a hockey lawn game. I'm sure there's one already.
Dude, you know what we should do? We should find somebody in this area that would be able to provide a synthetic rink, kind of like they did at the event. They had a street hockey block off.
It's true. That would be fun.
Oh, shoot. We just put some walls around in the parking lot. Let's
play some grab the ball. Hockey. Yeah.
Classic.
But yeah, let us know. Comment if you would be interested and if you would attend, because we're thinking about hosting Utah's first NHL draft party. Well, in the sense that we have a pro team. It's not the first draft party that's been hosted in
right,
Utah.
Right, right. Wait. Before we close, who are you predicting is going to be picked? Because I'm going to pick someone different. And we should have whoever gets it right has to buy the other a steak dinner.
Deal.
Shake on it. If you get me sick, I swear.
It's allergies, man. It's allergies. Those not on camera.
I'll let you pick first.
Oh, now the pressure's on.
Of course.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to go with probably a little bit more hopeful. He might be snatched before the sixth pick, but I'm going to go with Zeev.
I'm going with Sam.
I knew you would.
If we get Sam, you owe me a steak dinner. If we get Zeev, I'll buy you a steak dinner.
Okay, but we should agree it cannot be Sizzler.
Texas Roadhouse. I don't want to go to Capital Grill and pay $50-$60 for a steak.
That's the low end. Anyways.
Doesn't matter.
He's regretting shaking on
this now. No, because it's going to be Sam, right. And mark my words.
All right. It's documented, so it's official.
It is documented. Wait, one other thing. Sorry. On X, I posted this week, mark my words, in 2029, Utah hockey will be hoisting the Stanley Cup.
Why so far away?
It will take time.
It will take time.
But they're going to do it. And guess what? There's a picture out there floating around on social of a mammoth hoisting
the Stanley Cup
on its two hind legs using its massive mastodon paws to lift that cup. Folks, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen right away. But it's going to happen, and because of you and your cheers is it's going to happen.
Definitely going to make the playoffs before then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next season, maybe.
I'm calling it right now.
All righty. Well, that is a wrap on another episode of the U Talk Hockey Podcast.
Thanks, U Talk Hockey Nation. We love you. Peace out.
See ya.